This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where, yes, you heard that right. You can call in, bring up what is on your mind, and we're actually going to start in Venezuela because, well, at least me, I'm infatuated with what's going on down in Venezuela.
What's going on in Venezuela, Daryl?
Well, they've got this sort of hyperinflation sort of thing going on, but it's not officially hyperinflation.
Like inflation money-wise, like their banking system?
Monetary inflation,
okay.
Yes. But it's not officially hyperinflation because they stopped tabulating the inflation rate. And under international rules and whatnot, inflation has to hit a certain percentage before it's officially hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just don't calculate inflation anymore, then you can't be in hyperinflation.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to tell everyone who's in the studio.
Yeah, we did. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Cody.
And Cody is sitting in with us, Chris, running a little bit late. He's at a town meeting.
Because he's a selectman.
He is. And
people selected him.
Yes.
And I just happened to be walking down the stairs to make tea.
Cody happened to be walking down the stairs.
And Cody and I are both drinking tea, so we have a lot in common.
Well, said, hey, Cody, you want to sit in for a bit? And he said, sure. What are we talking about? I said Venezuela. He said, I know nothing about Venezuela. So I'm trying to catch Cody and Heather up.
Okay.
This is a topic
that... So they stopped tabulating their monetary inflation?
A good while ago, yes.
Okay.
And this is something that I've covered with Ian numerous times to where there's just this, you know, slow motion train wreck sort of thing going of their economy collapsing. And I've actually bought some Bolivar Fuerte on eBay.
Oh, is that what you gave me? That Monopoly money looking stuff?
The Monopoly money looking stuff is the official currency in Venezuela. The official exchange rate is 10 Bolivar Fuerte to 1 U.S. dollar. The actual exchange rate, the black market exchange rate, is somewhere around 3,500 Bolivar to 1 U.S. dollar. So that shows
now,
you the huge disconnect between the actual exchange rate and what the government sets.
So I have a question. So in terms of, like, monetary systems, right? Like, obviously governments, they don't want you using other monetary systems other than the ones that they impose.
Yes.
Is it possible to have, like, one monetary system that's, like, other than bartering, that can't be corrupted or inflated or... You know what I'm saying?
Cryptocurrency is a good alternative to
But even that, like,
stuff.
Is that, like, flaw-proof? Because technically, even, like...
I don't think anything is flaw-proof.
If people, like... I guess it would just be valuable resources. It would be the ones that aren't flaw-proof, right? Like,
right.
Metals and things.
But even there, you have stuff to where, you know, governments can wind up declaring something to be illegal, and you go to jail if you have it. There were several Bitcoin miners Venezuela that wound up getting arrested for mining Bitcoin. Even though electricity in Venezuela is very heavily subsidized by the Venezuelan government, and I'm not talking about the same way there's sort of the subsidies here. When I say it's subsidized, your utility bill in Venezuela is subsidized by... the central government, to where instead of you paying the actual market rate, the central government subsidizes and you pay pennies for your electricity. So they wound up getting arrested for, like, theft of service. We'll jump back into this, but first to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Dave calling in from our very own New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, boys and girls. I have some good news from the New Hampshire State House on a Facebook group called the Unofficial State of New Hampshire. Matthew Carano has posted an update about jury nullification.
Bill that we talked about last night, having passed through the State House, now heads to the State Senate, and it would wind up codifying into statute basically some jury nullification instructions that the judge would read at the request of the defendant or the defendant's attorney.
Mm-hmm. You know what jury nullification is, right, Cody?
I do, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. There's something I can kind of be on the same page with.
Okay, just making sure.
Go ahead, Dave.
If you've already talked about that, I have an alternative piece of news that I could bring up.
Yes, go ahead.
This is bad news. There is, you remember how you guys have done so many shows about the attempt to stop people from feeding the homeless, particularly in Florida.
Yes.
And I am sorry to report there is such an attempt now in New Hampshire.
Oh, no. Where?
Hey, what?
Manchester. Manchester city officials are trying to close off the park downtown from a Christian ministry that is trying to feed the homeless there.
Are you serious? Do you know what specific officials by name? Can we associate blame to?
The chief of parks is quoted here, Peter Capano, I think is how you say it. His quote, this is in the Union Leader, he says, quote, "There was some concern from area businesses who didn't feel like it was the best fit using park space to feed people," unquote.
They can contribute some money and buy a facility.
Well, they don't want to do that either. They just want to feed homeless people somewhere where nobody can see it. Now, is there actually a proposal before the Manchester City Council?
It's already been done. They just denied them a permit. The church was apparently getting a permit, or the ministry was apparently getting a permit of some kind. They just refused to renew it this year. It had already been feeding them. They were feeding 300 people sometimes.
Interesting.
So, oh, that's awful.
The ministry says it's a First Amendment issue. And I think here's another quote from the minister or from the guy who's leading the ministry. He says, this is a quote from the Union Leader. Quote, "Sullivan said other religious organizations have been granted permits to use city parks," pointing to a Wiccan festival held last year, unquote. So this sounds like the kind of thing that if they feel like getting up in arms about something, the evangelicals definitely now have something to get angry at the government about.
Yeah, and this is something that I'm glad you brought to our attention. I'll definitely try taking a look at the ordinances there in Manchester, and I might have to take some sack lunches and make a trip out to Manchester.
Can we
sometime.
Go feed the homeless and civil disobedience? Because I'd be down.
Let me make a request. If you're going to do it, don't just do it. Make a big deal out of it beforehand, announce it to everyone, send a note to the parks minister or the parks chief or whatever they call him. Do it textbook.
If I do it, I'll do it right. And
yeah, we're going to do it. Yep, we're going to make it.
And we should probably feed them tacos.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's my vote. Anyway.
I like Cody's idea.
So I guess that means it would need to be on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Yep.
Taco Tuesday in the park, Dave.
Civil Disobedience Taco Tuesday.
Thanks for the call on that. And, yeah, definitely keep us updated on that attempt there in Manchester to basically prohibit people from feeding the homeless in city parks. Dave, thanks for the call. Again, 855-450-free. So back to Venezuela. In addition to, you know, all of the stuff going on with their economy, they're a socialist country, and Nicolas Maduro, the president, doesn't like when people say anything that he doesn't agree with. And the Venezuelan Supreme Court today actually wound up upholding the 14-year prison sentence for opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez one day after U.S. President Donald Trump called for his release. We'll get into this story, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, what has Ashton Kutcher been up to? We'll tell you here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into your calls here in just a moment. But have you ever started to have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not necessarily been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, and that's not HostGator making the claim. That's companies that actually, you know, check on this stuff. They're making that claim for HostGator. Again, 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages to your site. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. In studio, it's Daryl,
Cody,
and Heather.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got Clayton calling in from Oklahoma City. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, I wanted to talk really quickly about some friends of mine that live down in Tijuana, Mexico. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been to the San Diego, Tijuana area. Have any of you guys been there?
I've been to San Diego countless times, been to Tijuana once or twice, but it's
Yeah, I think I was in San Diego on tour with Adam. All through California.
Yeah, so Daryl, you know then if you've been to Tijuana, the two cities are really close. I mean, they're basically one big metro area. It's less than 20 miles from downtown San Diego to Tijuana.
Yes.
So I was talking to some friends of mine that live down there that are Mexican citizens, and I kind of asked them, what's the whole feeling that you guys have down there with Trump in office? And you know, they're really, really nervous, and they're nervous for a couple of reasons. They're nervous, one, because they have to have a visa to enter the United States, and so they're concerned that when those visas come up for renewal, it can be difficult to have their visas renewed. That's important because folks in TJ have to go into San Diego on a regular basis just as part of life, right? I mean, it's like how frequently you would have to go to the next town over.
Right, and there are some people that, you know, do various professional businesses. I know, for example, there's at least one dentist in San Diego that has an office in Tijuana, and he'll have, you know, regular office hours in Mexico. So this guy, on regular occasions, travels back and forth, and there are some of the American patients that he has that will travel into Tijuana because he can offer lower prices in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Medical tourism is huge there, obviously. So they're worried about that. The other thing they're worried about is crossing into the U.S. If you've ever waited in La Linea, the line into the U.S., it's long. I've been in the pedestrian line waiting up to 4 hours on a Saturday morning before. It's insane. And the auto lane is, you know, usually in peak times 2 to 4 hours that you're just waiting to pass through Border Patrol. And so they're really concerned that, if we have more extreme vetting of everyone crossing the border, that that's going to mean longer wait times at the border, more difficulty coming into the U.S.
Right. And that border crossing in San Diego, if I remember correctly, is already like the busiest border crossing coming into the United States.
Yeah, it's actually the busiest border crossing in the world.
Yeah, that's
I mean, do you think like
ridiculous.
Border Patrol is kind of like as efficient as like the TSA? I mean,
you know, my experience with the Border Patrol is it actually moves a lot quicker than the TSA. I don't have to take off shoes and belts and empty my pockets and get a pat down or anything like that. Usually,
they're not really looking for drugs. Well, I mean, they are, but like more or less people, right?
Well, and they're looking for quote-unquote suspicious behavior. So the last time I had to deal with Border Patrol, I was coming off of a cruise where I had gone on the cruise, you know, by myself. There were hundreds of other people on the boat, obviously, but, you know, like, I didn't go with somebody. I didn't have a roommate. And apparently Border Patrol thought that that was suspicious. They also thought it was suspicious that I did not buy any souvenirs. They said, did you buy anything? Because you didn't write anything on the declaration form. I said, I bought some alcohol on the boat that I drank on the boat. Were you by yourself? There were hundreds of people on the boat, but like I didn't have a roommate. Stay right here. And he took my passport and went into some little side room for like 10 minutes. So I don't know what sort of notes he put on my passport. Mm-hmm. And I've not tried traveling outside of the country since. Not because I'm scared of whatever note. I've just not had the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I actually have to renew my passport coming up here in the next couple of months. So it's going to be interesting to see if they, you know, deny my application for
my whole renewal. Thing is, if people are coming into the country, right, and they have somewhere that they can go where they're welcomed, what's the big deal?
Well, you got to jump through hoops and hurdles.
You know what I mean?
Just because.
Like, I know that in the libertarian realm of things, there's like a huge debate over open and closed borders. But my whole thing is, if they have a place to go and somebody wants to take them in, what is the issue? It's not like they're, like, you know, coming over the border and then kicking in your door saying, I want to sleep in the spare bedroom. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah.
They're obviously going somewhere where they're being welcomed. So should not be allowed?
The folks from TJ that are going over, they're not coming. I mean, these are people that are just at part of their daily lives coming over, right? So
right. It's
not even that they need a place to be welcome to stay overnight. They just need to go to, like, Best Buy and get a television because it's cheaper in the U.S. Or they need to go to the outlet mall and buy some jeans or something like that, right?
They're going to hang out with their
cousins.
I never
even thought about that, right. About, like, them coming over here to buy stuff because it's cheaper here. So by closing off borders, people like that, it's like closing off, like, potential...
Right.
Money
and
that America could do business.
Yeah, the way I view, because we live 20 miles from Vermont and Massachusetts. There are people from both of those states that will come to Keene, New Hampshire, where we live.
I did my Christmas shopping every year when I lived in Massachusetts. I'd come up here.
New Hampshire doesn't have sales tax. So could you imagine if there was some kind of, you know, border
If New
wall.
Hampshire closed the borders to, like, people from Massachusetts, how much money they'd lose?
What's your business here? I'm going to shop. Yeah, very likely. That's what all the drug dealers say.
Yeah.
Clayton, thanks for the call. 855-450-3.
Good analogy.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Whatever is on your mind. Plus more from Venezuela. And whatever Ashton Kutcher is up to, I guarantee you, it's worth the wait.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was hoping to get back into the Venezuela story, but we've got a caller on Skype. We've got Tatiana Moroz calling in from Skype. Tatiana, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Howdy, everybody.
Hi, how was your performance in Washington?
It was good. It was not as scary as I had anticipated. It was actually quite lovely, to be honest. I was very surprised.
Well, I'm glad they had somebody there sending such a positive message.
You know, I mean, we're just getting into the most contentious thing I've done this year, but I feel like people there were really supportive. They were not weird. They didn't say any crazy stuff. They seemed like libertarian-y kind of people. I didn't really see a problem or anything. Nobody misbehaved.
What performance in D.C. are we talking about here?
I played at the Deplorable.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of people were like, oh, no, you're supporting Nazis and stuff, but I didn't see it that way. And I felt like even if they were Nazis, don't Nazis need the liberty message more than anybody? Which they weren't. I mean, it was just silly.
True that.
Is the Deplorable like an on-tour type of thing? I thought that was a one-time event.
It was a one-time event.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, no, it was some people that just wanted to celebrate. But seriously, guys, like I was glad that I went because I think that my mind was opened, and I think it was totally cool. I was really, really grateful for the opportunity. I met a lot of nice people, no psychos. Everything was cool.
Well, good thing that there were no psychos there. And for listeners that might not recognize the name or the voice, Tatiana Moroz is a musician, one of, I believe, two, like, full-time libertarian musicians
Me and Jordan.
Yep. thought it was just two. I wasn't sure if there might have been somebody else. I know that the bumper music for Free Talk Live comes from Rebel Inc. I don't know necessarily, you know, like how full-time they are. But I do know that Tatiana and Jordan Page, they travel the country playing, you know, all kinds of events. Good Liberty messages in their music. And this is something that if you were signed with, you know, some major record label, you could not sing about the Silk Road.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. And that's really what I think has been so frustrating my entire adult life with the music industry is the same kind of, you know, I love that 60s and 70s songwriter thing. And I love the reach that pop music has in terms of getting like an idea out to millions. But, you know, we haven't really been taking advantage of that technology. And it seems like the music industry has just made this homogeneous thought process. Somebody called it cultural Marxism, and I think that's pretty accurate. So
now I will say that
pushing back against it.
I think over the last couple of years, you know, certain outlets like YouTube and Patreon have allowed some independent artists to you know, wind up getting some fame. Lindsay Sterling is probably the best example.
Oh, she's
of
good.
You know, somebody that was making a very unique, somewhat very niche form of music. There's, you know, I don't think anybody else that is a dubstep violinist ballerina. So, you know, she's got this thing on lock, basically, but she's become just like this huge star because of it.
I don't know if I'm going to get some slack for this, but Michael Jackson's always been one of my favorites.
He got famous long before YouTube and
Patreon. I feel like his
Patreon.
Music, though, like, but, like, he was kind of, like, he set himself apart from the rest of the industry in terms of, like, his music did send powerful messages, and I think that's why he was so popular, because he resonated with people all over the world, you know?
Oh, my God, you're speaking my language. I couldn't agree more. I think that Michael Jackson had an incredible power. I was devastated when he passed away.
Me
I thought it was
too.
Terrible.
And I think he had the best halftime Super Bowl show of all, like, forever.
Remarkable.
I mean,
when did he do the
totally.
Super Bowl halftime?
I can't remember what year it was, but it was, like, he did that We Are the World song, and they had everybody in the bleachers, like, holding up little cards that ended up making little stick figures holding hands of all different colors around the stadium. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Did you tear up a little bit?
Be quiet. I'm
no,
like,
somebody when, not.
He
I
meant
know.
When it happened, not right now. I can see the little tear in your eye right now, though.
No, I don't think I was alive when he actually did that, but it was
okay.
Long.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was probably a little top, but no, it's powerful stuff, though, you know, and you got to give people like that credit that, you know, she tried to change the world for the better.
Yep, and Tatiana is definitely trying to change the world for the better. And I really have to, you know, give you props, Tatiana, for creating your own form of crowdfunding, basically.
Yes. Tatiana Coin is the first artist cryptocurrency for people who haven't heard of it. And one of the main features of it is allowing me to basically create my own money that serves as a digital gift certificate for my fans to get that they can spend in my store later. So, like, with regular crowdfunding, you only get fixed prize. And you can get fixed prizes here. You can all have Tatiana Coin, which is a digital currency that's transferable, and you could sell it off to somebody if you don't need it anymore, or you could just use it in the store whenever you want for whatever prizes you want.
That is, like, really innovative. I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah. And you actually funded the, not your first album, your second album with Tatiana Coin?
No. Before I got into Liberty Movement, I had Tatiana, my debut record. Then I did Love and Liberty in 2012 during the Ron Paul Revolution. And then in this year, on March 31st, I'll be releasing Keep the Faith, and that's what I funded with Tatiana Coin.
Oh, okay. So the third album is the one being funded with Tatiana Coin, and you're doing another crowd sell now?
Exactly. We're doing a crowd sale and also a regular sale. So, you know, people get confused with crypto. They don't have to mess around with it. But what's neat is that you can actually buy it with U.S. dollars. And the way I think of it is that, you know, Artist Coins can onboard people into cryptocurrency without even having to tell them that they're dealing with cryptocurrency. For example, if Taylor Swift made a Taylor Swift coin tomorrow, you know, Bitcoin would go up because everybody would basically onboard it into a wallet without necessarily even needing to know about Bitcoin. Do you know what I mean?
Right, and I'm guessing that if Taylor Swift made a Taylor Swift coin, she would probably wind up setting the price at $13 because 13 is her lucky number. Why do you know this?
I didn't know that. Wow.
Daryl's a T-Swift fan.
I will neither confirm nor deny being a Taylor Swift fan and being on her email list.
I don't know about you, but Daryl's feeling 22.
Oh, my gosh. I like 1984. I thought it was very good. And I like Ryan Adams did a whole remake of the whole record himself. I don't know if you guys heard that or if you guys like Ryan Adams, but he did a remake of 1984 as well, which is bizarre because it's a whole entire album that's just a cover.
I am not sure I've ever heard the name Ryan Adams. I've heard of Bryan Adams.
Oh. No. Forget Bryan Adams. If people like Ryan Adams, like, I think he's amazing. He did this one song. I forgot what it is. Wonderwall. That's it. He did a slow version of Wonderwall. Ridiculous.
It's really I love good. That song. So, wait, have you met any other artists, like, maybe, like, bigger, more mainstream artists that, like, throughout your journey that you found, you know, they might maybe conform to mainstream music, but kind of, like, align with you in terms of like spreading the message of liberty?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I mean, I would love to, but not in my experience, you know. That doesn't really seem to be something people are focusing on, unfortunately, which I think is, you know, they should be.
Tatiana, not sure if you had more, but if so, please hold the line. We'll be back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bean Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Cody,
and Heather.
And how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you're going to buy anyway? I just had something come in the mail about 2 days ago that I saved 23% on. How did I do that? Well, I saved at Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com. And what you do is you put things in an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com. And then you get to select your discount. You can go below 5% if you want to, but there's no reason to do that because you can save 5% instantly at Save at Purse. You can go up to 33% savings, and the catch is, or at least some people would say the catch is, you fund the account with Bitcoin. I look at it as I get to use Bitcoin and save money on things. Somebody then sees, oh, I can buy X amount of Bitcoin, and Daryl gets this product. Okay, and then they buy Bitcoin at a markup. I wind up saving. They get Bitcoin. It's a win-win for everybody. Saveatpurse.com. Back to, not the phones, back to Skype, where we're joined by Tatiana Moroz, who knows a thing or two about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, partly because she has her own cryptocurrency, Tatiana Coin, that is somehow built on top of Bitcoin. And don't you also host a podcast about Bitcoin?
I do, but I try and think of it as not just a Bitcoin podcast. There are other topics that we cover. And I'm going to have a lot more music people in the upcoming weeks. So, yeah, but I broadcast on four different networks, this being one of them.
This, I like the music by idea. This, you mean LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network.
Yep.
I think the music idea is great. I mean, you don't see a lot of libertarian podcasts really delving into the cultural aspect of you know, what liberty means in a human way.
Right.
In ways that only music and art can really describe, kind of bigger and more outside of just the politics, the feels.
Right.
Not everybody wants to get involved in politics sometimes because it's, like, too boring, I guess, to some people. But music is kind of a way to, like, plant those seeds without actually, like...
They say that music is the universal language.
Yeah. I'll agree to that.
Yeah, I would say so. I just gave a talk to some regular people, not even libertarians, not Bitcoiners, just regular people.
Muggles.
Yeah, and I opened up the speech with a song that I had played in Spanish. And when I first heard the song, and pretty much every time that I've heard it since, it's Mercedes Salsa, Gracias a la Vida, I start crying. But I don't even speak Spanish.
Can you translate what that means into English?
I think it means thank you for life. But like I said, I haven't even really looked into what the lyrics mean, but I just feel it. So I agree. It's the universal language. You don't need to even speak the same one in order to get the emotion.
Right on.
Yeah.
And where can people find out more about the Tatiana Coin?
They can go to TatianaCoin.com.
TatianaCoin.com. And there's the crowd sale going on now. How long is this lasting?
It's until March 11th, but I would encourage people to buy early because, optically, I'm using this sort of as a way to get other artists to learn about cryptocurrency and also how they can take advantage of this kind of system. I think a lot of artists are stifled creatively and they have a hard time, connecting with their fans in a long-term way. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to foster communities.
Yeah, and this also kind of gives an opportunity, for people to be their own grassroots fame, I guess. It's not like American Idol where you got to compete against all these other people and so many good people. If you don't win the title, you don't get the opportunity. This is if people like you, you get the opportunity because you're self-promoting.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's like a grassroots way to do it.
Well, with social media, the problem is that when I was starting out, I was all excited, oh, social media, free way to reach my fans. But the platform owns that relationship. You know what I mean? And they can set the rules. Like what we're seeing right now on Facebook is they basically send you things to make you depressed. They block you from your friends and then they charge you money to reach the people who have liked your page. In addition, 400 other terrible things that they do. But with this, if you have an artist coin, you're connected directly without a middleman. So even though we created a platform where you could use this stuff, right? If there's another platform that comes along and does it better, you can take your coin holders and go somewhere else. It's not like we would own the relationship. And that was the key thing. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, because I'd have to keep rebuilding audiences every time I went from one platform to another. I'd be starting from scratch.
Right, and it's not just the platforms that wind up, to take a term that you used just a moment ago, stifling the rise of artists, but I think that, the way the industry is set up, they kind of stifle things that can't be mass marketed. Am I right on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, they have no incentive to promote freedom music. They don't want people singing about peace. I mean, have you seen what's coming out of Hollywood? It's not exactly independent media. It's like a whole bunch of propaganda. So why wouldn't it follow suit that would extend to music?
The last thing I saw that came out of Hollywood was Snowden, and prior to that was whatever the final Mockingjay.
I do see social media though has changed over the years because there's some people that I remember just back in 2014 that I followed pretty closely because I liked what they would post, and it just seemed gradually over time those same people, despite that I always commented on their posts. You'd think that they'd still appear in my feed. They slowly started fizzling out. And now it's I have to literally force myself to go to their page to read what they post.
Right. And a lot of people, especially on Facebook, are making use of groups and lists a lot more than they were several years ago. And Zuckerberg ain't happy about that. Because when you're posting stuff in private groups, they can't necessarily get that info to all of the advertisers, whereas if you're posting it on your wall, then they can.
Yeah, it's a money thing. And I know from personal experience, I started using groups because my Facebook page, it would go from, it used to be, if you had 400 likes, you'd post something and everybody would see it.
Right.
Now it'll show you the post reach Well, you posted something about three people saw it. But if you spend $5, well, then, you know, maybe you'll knock it up to like 20, 30, 50 or whatever.
Right.
And I'm just like, screw it. I'll start a group. The people that want to see my stuff, they'll click on it. And I'm not going to rely on Facebook to maybe give me the privilege of having my content actually being shared on people's timelines.
Yeah. Tatiana, thanks for calling in. Any final thoughts here?
No, not really. If people want to see the album cover was a picture that Ross gave me for my birthday of myself.
Ross being Ross Ulbricht, creator of the Silk Road. We've talked about him at length here previously on Free Talk Live.
So, sure. So if people go to TatianaCoin.com, they can see all of it. And hopefully, you know, if they know any artists that might benefit from something like this, I'm happy to talk to them and kind of walk them through it. Because we definitely want to make this for not just me. So other people could do it, too.
Tatiana, thank you for calling in, and good luck on that crowd sell. Let's go to the phones. We've got Robert calling in from Philadelphia. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
How are you?
This is touching on your last Saturday's episode when you guys were discussing the difference between liberals and conservatives.
Okay.
So when talking to a liberal, you have to be politically correct. But when talking to a conservative, you have to be patriotically correct.
Ooh, yes. That is probably a definition that I don't think I've ever actually heard anybody say before, but it hits the proverbial nail on the head.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how conservatives forget while they're making fun of liberals and how triggered they get over, you know, social issues. But if you don't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem at a hockey game or something, you might get some glares. You might get some people really upset.
I actually had somebody tell me when I was at the State House last week, you should really be standing during the pledge. No, I shouldn't. I don't pledge allegiance to things that don't, you know, give some kind of reciprocal
I'm a slave protection to a piece of cloth. This is my stupid brain dead life. Amen. No, I'm not.
Like, what's ironic too is that both like the liberals and the conservatives feel like they're such people of principles, yet they both want to oppress the other.
The principle is we're not them. That's their principle. Robert, thank you for the call. Excellent definition on the difference between conservatives and liberals. Hour two coming up next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE, and we'll head back to Venezuela. Hopefully, maybe. This is Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.